So both Eva and I were. The government tried to scam us yesterday.
I know. How crazy is that? They're really out.
I'm on Facebook and I get a message from my uncle. Now he lives down in Connecticut and he's not he's on Facebook, but normally if he's going to get a hold of me, he would text.
Right.
But he Facebooked me and I thought, well, that's kind of weird. He goes, hey, how are you? And I was like, I'm good. How are you? And then I replied, and then he says, did you hear the good news? And I'm like, starting to think this is a little fishy. You know what I mean? But then I'm like, well, maybe he was just online and about to post something. And I was like, they can't be pregnant again. So then I don't know. And then it's that the government had $300,000 for him. And here's how I can get my own.
Oh.
I was like, no, his thing got all hacked.
Yeah, oh, it got hacked.
And then I get a text from Eva.
Right.
Just got off the phone after a long chat with a, quote, government employee.
She fell for it.
No, I wanted to see how far I could go with it.
How can I just ask you,
just for fun?
Eva, tell me the truth.
Okay.
How long were you on the phone?
Probably about 11 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I know.
That's probably about 11 minutes too long.
They've been calling me and calling me because I hadn't picked up because it was Auburn Hills, Michigan. And then I thought, you know, our corporate office is there. Maybe there was something with my flexible spending. So I finally answered. And, you know,
don't cut that off.
You have to have some grasp of the English language to tell me that you're working for the U.S. government. Now, the Something in Recovery Act from 2009, apparently there's $9,000 for me. So I decide, you know what? I'm just going to follow this and see how this guy does this. So then he goes into this long dissertation about the Recovery Act. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. I just want my money. How do I get my money?
Right.
So then he gives me a special code. Now, what I have to do is I have to call another number back.
Is this
going to
be 11 minutes long, too?
Another number back.
Thank you, Todd.
And then give the code. I'm not planning to call the other number back. So I'm like, well,
we're hearing about this conversation in real time.
Am I going to get this 11 minutes back? Because this doesn't seem fair.
So eventually you told him what?
So he wanted me to go to a Western Union office to get my money.
And that's when you said?
And that's when I said, dude, do you think I'm stupid? Does anyone fall for this? You think the U.S. government doesn't have the paper trail from hell? It's bureaucratic BS.
Right.
There is no way I have to go there. I go, how many people fall for this?
And he probably said, ma'am, we've been on the phone for 11 minutes. I was pretty sure you were falling for it. I think I almost had you.
Yeah.
Did you hear Blake's uncle got $300,000? By the way, how do you like my generic foreigner voice?
I mean,
I don't know what that accent was,
right.
But it was just something not English.